So it says in the parsha, the Ve'ela told us Aaron and Moshe, Ve'ela Shmos B'nei Aaron, right? So it says these are the children of Aaron and Moshe. Then it only goes on to tell us the names of Aaron HaKohen, right? So Rashi famously says, because Moshe taught Aaron HaKohen's children Torah, they were considered to be Moshe's children as well. So I thought maybe we'll do something similar to someone being your type of child, but not actually your physical child. Someone once came to Rav Zilberstein with the following question. He said he was a religious surgeon in Eretz Yisrael. And what happened was a lot of times he gets called in to be able to, on Shabbos, to be able to do some of these most delicate and maybe, you know, sometimes very, very serious procedures. One thing that he usually does before he has a surgery during the week, he usually likes to smoke. He has a certain minug that he has in his life that he likes to, he's a smoker. And he wants to know if he's able to, you know, because during the week, before a big surgery, it calms him down, it gives him menuchas nefesh. Is he allowed to now, when he's doing these procedures on Shabbos, is he allowed to smoke? Because during the week, this smoking calms him down before he does these very dangerous procedures. Is he allowed to now smoke on Shabbos? So he comes to Rav Zilberstein, because it's a case of pikuach nefesh. Maybe he should be allowed. So Rav Zilberstein first quoted Rav Bezalel Zsolti, I think the Mishnah Yavetz. It doesn't say where in the Mishnah Yavetz. I have to look it up, as Hashem. But he quotes Rav Bezalel Zsolti, who said he got this exact question. And he said, Rav Bezalel Zsolti basically explained, nowadays we know how dangerous smoking is. Every puff from a cigarette is another daraisa onto itself. So even if this guy says that, okay, it might help me to be able to save this guy's life, how do you know every single puff might be another issur? It might be another issur daraisa. Oh, so you're going to say, oh, maybe we pikuach nefesh, maybe we could say that it's, pikuach nefesh is docha everything. At the end of the day, it's very difficult. Rav Zsolti answers at the end of the day to be able to allow a surgeon open license to do any issur d'oraisa that he had to. Obviously, if it's pikuach nefesh, you have to go mamish. A person's giving birth on Shabbos, you have to get in the car and go, right? But here, it's like an added thing. Maybe because during the week it calms me down, maybe I should be allowed to also. Rav Zilberstein then said he asked his father-in-law, excuse me, Rav Yoshev, on this exact question. And they said he also dismissed the claim that the surgeon said he needs to smoke because it calms down the nerves. Because at the end of the day, when people put in desperate situations, you know, at the end of the day, the guy's going to come. He's going to come up to be able to help out as best as possible. Because when you're a surgeon and you're put in charge of a very specific, you know, a very specific ward in the hospital, your mom is doing these very, you know, dangerous and serious procedures. You're going to be able to do it as best as possible. The Elisha said, he said a good surgeon would look at each patient as his own son. Like, that's why we try to connect it back to Moshe and Aaron. At every kid that Moshe was considered Aaron Cohen's children's father because he taught them Torah. So Rav Elisha said, if he viewed every single patient as if his own son, he's going to see that he has tremendous kochos that he doesn't even need to be able to smoke. At the end of the day, Rav Zilberstein doesn't end off saying that's completely usur. He says it's really subjective to all surgeons. If a surgeon really, really, truly sees that smoking he'll think that's really the only way that it's be able to save this guy's life. He said maybe it might be permitted. He doesn't say that it is mutter. He says maybe it might be permitted. But I think the message, I think it's very, very apropos. That sometimes we think that our kochos and our skill set are only, you know, up to a certain level. But Rav Yashua was saying that if this guy realized that every single patient that he had would be like his son, he wouldn't mess up chas v'shalom on any surgery. You know, so maybe in our own lives, if we, you know, we looked at every tosos or every learning or every davening or every single test, you know, in SATs, whatever it is, we looked at it as mamish, we mamish put it all our kishkas, and we'll see that we have a tremendous, tremendous kochos that we didn't even know that we have. We're tapping into a different. We're tapping into another level. It's like the postseason level, the playoff level. Now all these players, anything that they're able to be able to endure, but once they come to playoff time, they're able to be able to excel and go to another level. Which we zochem et Hashem.